More than 100 police agencies are withdrawing from agreements to send personnel to help bolster security at the Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee next month. Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales says the police agencies are concerned with a new order barring police use of tear gas and pepper spray at demonstrations. One of those agencies pulling out of the agreement is the Fond du Lac Police Department. Fond du Lac Police Chief Bill Lamb joins us on this segment of the show. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure to have you on the program. First of all, how did the Fond du Lac Police Department come about being one of the agencies to agree to help provide security at the DNC?
Well, they're looking for a lot of officers to assist in what's going to be a quite an expensive protective detail for something with the national stage like that. And so they first and foremost reach out to law enforcement agencies in the state of Wisconsin. And of course, then I suppose it just makes sense. They reach out to many of the larger agencies in the state, which, of course, we're one of. So that's how we ended up being a part of that.
All right. And what would the role have been? How many officers from Fond du Lac would have provided security, and how long would they have provided security? What would their duties exactly have been?
So our commitment had a couple of different levels. First, that we would send them up to 12 members of our field force team, which is, if you're not familiar with the term, that's a crowd control team. We do have a field force team. We had told them, like I said, we'd send them up to 12 members of that team. But then based upon additional need as it might arise, we would be willing to provide them with canine units, SWAT team, or just additional officers for things like traffic direction, security at different parts of the venue, et cetera. So that was the commitment that we made, and they would have had to go for a day or two in advance for prep, and then through the duration of the event, and then undoubtedly a debrief afterwards. So, when all said and done, better part of a week.
And do you have enough officers to man the fort at home?
Well, of course, we wouldn't send officers off and leave the city of Fond du Lac unprotected. It's really no different than back in May, early June, when there were some non-peaceful protests going on in the state of Wisconsin. Our field force team was in the city of Milwaukee, in the Milwaukee metro area for, I suppose it was a week, week and a half, not every day, but many of those days for that period of time. So, when other places do reach out and make those kinds of mutual aid requests, generally speaking, you want to assist them.
All right. So what happened? What changed in the last 48, 72 hours that made you decide to pull the Fond du Lac Police Department out of this operation?
So let me back up a step. Earlier this month, I sent a letter to some Milwaukee officials sharing concerns that many of the chiefs of the larger cities in the state were concerned about the possibility of a shortage of crowd control equipment to include chemical irritants, and the possibility that political leaders put pressure on the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission to enact restrictive policies regarding the use of those tools. So I sent that letter because I'm the chair of the Wisconsin Police Executive Group, which is a association primarily comprised of police chiefs of the larger cities in the state. So then last week, the Fire and Police Commission took action that literally validated those concerns, and they directed Chief Morales to change department policy to prohibit the use of those tools. So in my estimation, that type of policy mandate is going to seriously compromise the safety of people in attendance at the DNC, other people that just happen to live, work, or otherwise be in that area, but also for the law enforcement officers that are called upon to protect it. So, and by doing that, they're setting those officers up for failure, and I cannot in good conscience send officers from the City of Fond du Lac Police Department into that kind of an environment where I believe the officers are being set up to fail.
Did the Fire and Police Commission ruling state absolutely no use of chemical irritants, or just what does the word restrict the use of mean?
It said that Chief Morales was to work with the Fire and Police Commission to change department policy to prohibit the use of those items, of chemical irritants, pepper spray.
To prohibit. So the word that has been coming across the wire service was restrict, but there's a difference between restrict and prohibit.
Clearly.
So what would the option be then for law enforcement officers who are there if a protest should turn violent? What would officers be able to do?
That's just it, Greg. Nothing. Anybody that raises issues with that, that's the question. It's one of those deals, one of those instances where you need to answer a question with a question. Okay, without the chemical irritants or pepper spray, when a crowd is beginning to become non-peaceful, without the use of the chemical irritants or pepper spray, what are you supposed to do? You've got one of two options. So officers can do nothing or just retreat and go away. We've seen in other cities across the country how well that's working. Or officers can begin moving in and arrest teams to try and remove the primary the individuals that are engaged in the violent or destructive behavior. If you go watch, either present or historically, go watch when officers begin moving in on protesters where that protest has become non-peaceful. It almost always results in use of force by those officers, which is a higher level of force, obviously, than trying to use a chemical irritant to cause a crowd to disperse. So like I said, there's just no middle ground. And taking that away, that's what I said before, the Fire and Police Commission's actions in Milwaukee are setting those officers up to fail. And by removing undoubtedly the most effective tool that they have.
All right. The use of tear gas, and you've seen footage at some of these protests, and maybe there's no other way around this, but the people who are opposed to this, they see footage of some activists, some people who claim that the use of tear gas in other parts of the country has been used indiscriminately against some of these protesters. And that may be the fear of, I don't know, but that may be the fear that could happen in Milwaukee.
And Greg, I would say that anybody that runs with that narrative is being lazy in their research and hasn't fully investigated or fully looked into the complete or the total picture in that area. So I can assure you that you'd be hard-pressed to show me a single example of, at least in the modern history of policing, where a law enforcement agency or a group of law enforcement officers have just indiscriminately used any kind of a chemical irritant or pepper spray on a completely peaceful crowd that wasn't engaged in any type of violent behavior or destruction or throwing bricks and bottles. Sure, there might be people in that crowd that aren't doing that, but let's face it, Greg, if you're standing in a crowd that is a protest and people are starting to throw bricks, bottles, or starting to break windows, what's your gut instinct going to tell you to do, Greg? I better get out of here, right? People that are staying in that environment, they're just asking for trouble. And so, I challenge anybody to show me an example where there's just been an indiscriminate use of chemical irritants on a completely peaceful, non-destructive crowd.
Let me ask you this. The convention has been scaled way back. It's basically a virtual event. There's only going to be a couple hundred people actually attending this convention in person. How concerned, I'm sure you've talked with the Milwaukee Police Chief, Chief Morales, how concerned is he that there are actually going to be these large scale, I mean, you got to prepare for it, but how concerned is it that there's actually going to be these large scale protests that you are preparing for?
So I'm not going to speak for Chief Morales, but yes, there is a concern about protest. I think most everybody can logically assume that they're, given we're be more politics around the country right now. There's going to be some kind of protest there. Now, of course, you always hope that, that protests are going to be peaceful. It's one of the great rights that we have as American citizens. However, hope cannot be law enforcement's only strategy. We need to be prepared for all scenarios, and that would include, of course, protests becoming non-peaceful. And so that takes us back to officers having to have the tools that they need to effectively do their jobs, keep people safe, keep themselves safe. And of course, chemical irritants and pepper spray are a key part of that.
If the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission should reverse its directive, would the Fond du Lac Police Department go back in?
Yeah, we would absolutely try to find a way to make that happen. We have a great deal of respect for Chief Morales and for all the men and women of the City of Milwaukee Police Department, and we'd like to be there for them. But again, with the rules being established or mandate being established, that, as I've said before, setting those officers up for failure, like I said, I cannot in good conscience send members of the City of Fond du Lac Police Department into that environment. So if they do change the rules, we'd absolutely reconsider this, but you know, time's running short. It's the convention is just around the corner.
Fond du Lac Police Chief Bill Lamb. Bill, great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Greg.